Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sesternino back here with the Patron 5 for 5, number 251. Here I am back with the first lady of podcasting who's going to be celebrating a birthday this weekend. It's Nicole Sesternino. Nicole, how are you?
I'm good.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Happy to have you here in the studio on a Thursday afternoon on a busy Thursday, where I started off talking about the third of our Survivor Tribe previews.
Already,
and,
wow.
Yep, Mike Bloom and I have already done, we're previewed all 18 of the Survivor players. Ask me anything. We're ready to go for Survivor 43.
When does it start?
In less than 2 weeks.
What month are we in? September?
Didn't I just say it's your birthday in 2 days?
You think it matters? I have to go through my brain process.
Yes. Okay. And then that's how the day started. Had a challenge exit interview in between.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
It's fine. Oh, yeah. Okay. And then we're here now. And then we're capping it off with double eviction, baby.
That's tonight.
Double eviction. Yep. A 2-hour Big Brother episode starting at 9 p.m. Eastern. Podcast at 11:15 p.m. Eastern time tonight. Recap it all.
The longest running show ever. It just feels like it runs forever is what I mean.
It runs forever. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I could care less about the length of the show. Yeah. My problem is 11:15 p.m. Eastern time start podcast.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we love it on the East Coast.
No, you don't.
Other than that, yeah. Anyway, so
what time did you go to bed last night?
What time did I go to bed last night? I probably went to bed at like midnight.
Oh, I was past night.
Yeah. Okay. So, but no, it's you're on adrenaline for a Big Brother live eviction.
Is it adrenaline or is it coffee?
We'll put the coffee on and we'll get ready for live eviction coming up on Thursday night. Should be a fun podcast, even though it's starts later than I want. Nicole, what's new with you?
Oh, speaking of coffee, I picked the kids up from school. Yes. And Dominic went straight to the coffee maker and just made me a cup of coffee.
Wow. Okay. Well, I said the other day, I said, all right, kids, listen, you're gonna learn how to do something around here. Mm-hmm. We're going to teach you how to make mom's coffee.
Yes.
And how was it?
It was fine. I didn't want it.
Oh, you didn't want it?
No, he just made it.
Since when do you not want it?
I mean, I have to go somewhere in a little bit, so I don't want to pee every 20 minutes while I'm gone. So I usually like to pace myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that was
it was very thoughtful.
Did it? He make it well?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
He did. You trained him well. Look, young coffee
the
Jedi.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Okay.
And he's like, I got to stir it vigorously.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad. I'm very happy to hear that lesson was learned over the weekend. Yeah, that was it. Maybe over Labor Day. Hope everybody had a nice 3-day weekend this past week.
Yes.
Nothing too exciting around here. We mostly stayed around the house and then, you know, went swimming on Monday for a little bit, but mostly did some barbecue around the house. This weekend, though, is Nicole's birthday, of course.
Yep.
Everybody
Time to
knows
party.
Nicole is running this weekend.
Mm-hmm. It's happening.
Yes. Are you nervous?
I'm a little nervous because I'm slow. I don't run fast. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fast runner.
Okay, but you're not doing it to like win the 5K.
No, I just don't want the strollers to beat me.
Mm-hmm. I think you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Do you have special, like, I know you work very hard at like making t-shirts and clothes for people. Did you make your own wardrobe for Saturday? Like, it's my birthday, get out of my way.
Move, B, get out the way.
Yeah.
No, I actually didn't.
Oh.
No,
why?
I didn't.
You don't want to call any attention to yourself? Or you're going to be wearing like a number over your shirt?
Well, I'm going to be wearing a bib, but my friend Alyssa sent me a shirt to wear. So I'm going to wear Alyssa's shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cut it so it looks kind of
badass.
Provocative.
Provocative?
No, I'm just kidding.
You know, last night on Big Brother, that there's a woman on Big Brother named Brittany. Do you know this?
Yeah, she's the hypnotherapist.
Yes, the hypnotherapist. And we watched the Zingbot episode of Big Brother with the family, and then there was some hypnotizing going on. And then the kids were like, wait, that's what hypnotizing is like?
I mean, wasn't that a little unethical to be doing that?
she was not hypnotizing her, Alyssa, to do like you will work with me.
But still, you can't put somebody in a hypnotic state without their permission.
Back pain. She had her permission.
She didn't have permission to do hypnosis.
Yes, she did.
She had permission to do meditation.
I think it was fine. I don't think that anybody had a problem with this except for you.
Mm-hmm.
But that she got her comic, her BB comic, and she was the Brit Flea. Brit Flea. Uh-huh.
The Brit Flea, being the head itch in charge, I'll take that any day of the week.
It's Brittany Itch.
Wait, I don't get it.
They said she's a Brit Flea.
So why?
She's the head itch in charge of fleas make
you head itch.
Itch. And she said, it's Brittany Itch.
Yeah, don't use Brittany that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's not worthy of that. My Brit.
Yeah, you don't know anything about this woman.
I kind of do. I mean, I read Twitter.
Yeah, what do you read?
I mean, I feel like people like her, people hate her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I guess I stand corrected. You're
well, first of all, not Queen Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
You don't mess with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're running on Saturday.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's actually a lot of Brittany tracks on my playlist.
Okay. So you have a whole playlist ready
for
Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was going to do one of like my Peloton running classes because I like, they're very motivating, but I couldn't find one that had like all the songs that I like. And I realized like it's the music. Let me just feel when I want to push
it. Feel the music. Yeah. Okay. And we are going to be at the starting line. And then do we go, is it like a track? Are we going to be there for you?
I'm not really sure. I don't think you should
Will we know where to go?
I don't think you should go.
Parking going to be like? Is there going to be, I feel like it's going to be hard to park.
I read there was ample parking.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like you should go towards the end of the race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. When you mean go towards the end of the race,
the finish line.
Just follow the race?
No. When I'm getting settled, you guys go walk 3 miles to the finish line.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I still don't know what you mean, but I will ask somebody for directions.
We'll figure it out.
Yes,
it might be a loop.
That's going to be early morning on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Then tomorrow we're going to try to get some birthday activities in.
Yes, we're being crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. What are we doing Friday?
So tomorrow on my due date.
When you say your due date, again, this is very confusing. I was like, wait, what do you mean your due date?
The date I was due.
The day you were supposed to be born.
The day I was supposed to be born. We are going to go rock climbing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Not like real, not like Danny Bryson.
Not yet.
Yeah.
But I'm sure this is how he started.
I'm sure. So yeah, we're going to go.
He probably just started on a big mountain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to like a place that has like a ropes course that we're going to do some attempting to do mountain climbing.
Yes. So we are going to do 3 different walls.
Have you done this before?
I've never done rock climbing before.
All right. We'll see. We had been since like back in like the Rahapasode days, we were supposed to go do this.
Yeah.
And then COVID happened and it didn't end up coming together.
Ruined everything.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to do 3 walls and we get to pick the difficulty of each wall.
Mm-hmm. But we're not racing.
It's always a race.
Is it a race?
No, it's never.
Okay.
I don't think we can go at the same time. Maybe we can. I don't know. I don't make the rules.
All right. So that's what's coming up over the weekend. That is the birthday stuff. Anything else for your birthday? Anything else you want to make sure that we do this weekend?
I just want to have fun and enjoy life. Mm-hmm. Another year that I'm blessed to be living.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm blessed to be alive
mm-hmm.
and take advantage.
Okay. All right. Let's see. We got some questions about, people wanted to know about your takes on the Queen.
I
don't really have takes on the Queen.
Someone died. That's sad. Yeah. She has a family. I'm sure. I think they're sad.
I mean, I feel like that.
But I've seen a lot of things when queens and kings die. Like the successors, they're not sad. They're like, I'm the king.
I don't know. But I don't have any very polarizing queen takes. I know there's been I've been on Twitter today, and there's a lot of people are some very mean tweets about the queen, and others like it's like either you have a very mean tweet or it's like Queen Elizabeth, her reign was majestic, and I have neither.
Why do we even have a queen? They even have a queen.
Look, this is like a different podcast.
Yeah, yeah. I remember learning about it in school, mm-hmm. but I zoned out. Mm-hmm. I don't really know too much about it. I don't think I'm one to comment on mm-hmm. Any of these things.
Okay. Jake Jenikowski, longtime patron, wants to know, does Nicole have any cocktail recommendations?
Cocktail recommendations. Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on where you're going, where you're at, who you're with. I like the fruity stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like the sweet stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was in college, I worked at a bar and my boss always had Manhattans. And I was like, what is in this thing? So I went to a bar once.
I believe it's, scotch and vermouth.
Yeah. Well, I ordered it for me and my friend at the bar. He's the only one who had a job.
And you just spit it right out.
This is disgusting.
It's like an old man drink.
Yeah, and I ordered two of them and we didn't even drink it. I was like, I just wasted like $40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then my friend's like, well, why didn't you just order one and we taste it? Well, mm-hmm. where were you 5 minutes ago?
Yeah. Okay. Hudson Krakowski wants to know, opinion on corn?
Corn.
Mm-hmm.
It's tasty.
I like it. I like corn on the cob.
It's not a lot of nutritional value, but it's better than eating, potatoes with butter.
Okay. I guess so. Dylan wants to know, then follow up, what's your opinion on candy corn?
Disgusting.
Okay.
You better be eating even the potatoes with butter.
Chappelle loves it.
Chappelle, you're mm-hmm. gross.
Okay. Mel Warrington wants to know, Halloween costume ideas. Have you gotten that far into planning Halloween costumes?
We're kind of all over the place. We're usually more on the ball at mm-hmm. this point in September.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
On Halloween costumes? I have none. I hate costumes.
But we do family costumes.
Mm-hmm.
You have to dress up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's only going to be a few more years. They want to dress
candy,
up with us.
Uh-huh. But I think adults wearing costumes is a choice.
I mean, if you're with a group of people that are dressed up and you're the only one who's not, like, oh, that's the grumpy guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll keep you posted mm-hmm. on Halloween costumes. I'm going to skip this and come back around to it.
Okay.
Brandon Donlin wants to know, can you show Nicole the cast picture for Special Forces, The Ultimate Task, and ask her who the first person she recognizes is? So,
what is Special Forces?
Nicole is in a new seat here in the studio.
Do you want to get up?
No, you want to describe, what... I don't know if this is like a slideshow.
I can't see anything.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, that I'm saying that you are not going to look at the computer screen.
Oh, I'm not going to look.
You're
How about
not.
I take my phone and I look?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. So that, but Nicole's in a new seat in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've talked about this a lot, but one of the things that I do obsessively is move the computers and the cameras around this room.
Yes.
To try to get a better angle.
Uh-huh.
I have a new lens that I don't know if anybody has noticed in my video that Taryn helped me with. I had wanted to get a different lens for my camera.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been moving things around. And so I then have now moved Nicole's seat in the studio around.
Yes.
So what do you think of your new seat?
I'm in the corner.
Yes.
But I can look at you now.
Yes. And so that's good.
Yes, that's better.
Yes. But I don't have an easy way to show Nicole something on a screen.
Mm. Well, what if you used your laptop right there?
Yeah, I guess so. But then I would have to turn. I would be turned around and not be facing the microphone. So we'll have to work that.
Yeah,
we'll have to work that. Maybe I'll have my iPad ready to go, and I can just show you things with the iPad.
That'll work
if necessary for the future. Okay. So Special Forces is a show that is coming to Fox. This January, mm-hmm. I believe, is going to put celebrities through like Army boot camp.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. You would like that show?
No.
Featuring, you don't like that show. Okay.
Celebrities like good celebrities?
Here are the celebrities that are, you tell me, yes, no, or indifferent. Okay. All right. Here are the 16 people that are going to be participating in Special Forces.
Okay.
Celebrities going through boot camp. They are in, I guess, alphabetical order. Danny Amendola.
I don't know who that is.
Patriot. Boo.
Okay.
Melanie Brown, a.k.a. Mel B.
Oh, Sporty Spice.
Okay, that's good.
Is that... No, that's not Sporty Spice. No,
I believe it's Scary Spice.
Scary Spice.
Okay. Former Bachelorette Hannah Brown.
Yeah, I don't care.
Chef Tyler Florence.
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't care about chefs.
Yeah.
Television personality Kate Gosselin.
Ugh. She's not, she's not going to be able to hang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. NBA player Dwight Howard.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
Somebody you might hear on your Peloton 5K runs.
Oh.
Singer Montel Jordan.
Because every playlist has This Is How We Do It.
Yeah, all right, Peloton, let's go.
Isn't he like kind of old?
I don't know. Free skier Gus Kenworthy. Who?
Yeah, I don't know.
Olympic gold medalist Nastia Liukin.
I bet Nastia, is that a girl?
Mm-hmm, I guess so.
She will probably do well because she's an athlete, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd.
I don't know who that is.
Actress Another Beverly athlete. Mitchell.
She's from like Seventh Heaven.
Real Housewives of Atlanta's Kenya Moore.
Uh-huh. She's not going to hang.
Former Major League Baseball player Mike Piazza.
Oh, he's too spoiled.
Yeah, what are you doing,
he's
Mike?
Too spoiled. You don't need Stop. This.
Dr. Drew Pinsky.
Really?
Former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci and Celebrity Big Brother alum.
Yeah, he's not going to hang.
And actress and singer-songwriter Jamie Lynn Spears.
Boo!
So that's the Special Forces.
Yeah.
By the way, we wrapped up Claim to Fame this week.
Yeah.
There
was a winner?
There was a winner. Uh-huh. You might have liked Claim to Fame.
You say that every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And but I feel like you don't like a lot of reality.
No, that's not true. That's not true. My own reality I don't like sometimes. But I mean, some reality shows I'll watch. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, they're stupid and I don't have to think. Yeah.
Yes. I know that you've been very excited about the return of Game of Thrones.
I have been very excited.
You've even been listening to the Game of Thrones podcast that I do with Josh.
Yeah. You gave me a shout out this week.
I did.
Yeah. Thank you.
Were you surprised? I didn't tell you.
But yeah, I'm always surprised if I hear you talking about me. Usually it's not in a good light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But basically, if you didn't listen to that podcast, Nicole said that I'm not being fair to Hot D.
I also said that you're grumpy.
Oh, I left that part out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I
said, you're too grumpy. You got to chill out.
Mm-hmm.
So don't take it so seriously.
I guess so.
You're not giving it a chance.
I guess not.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. How about Ivan wants to know, what are Rob and Nicole's picks for the Super Bowl as the season begins tonight?
It starts tonight?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. And I will not be watching the NFL kickoff because we're doing a... two-hour Big Brother, baby.
It better be good, Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
When do the Jets start?
Sunday.
Oh, that's what I thought, but I get confused sometimes when you say that things start, when you said it started tonight. You know, I get confused.
There's one that, I mean, they've done this for like, probably like maybe 20 years, of that the first NFL game is on a Thursday.
Okay, but I don't know who's playing.
Okay, well, tonight, I mean, nobody asked you who's playing tonight.
I didn't know if it was the Jets.
The Rams are playing the Bills tonight.
Okay.
For the week one kickoff. Who will the Super Bowl teams be, Nicole? Nicole Stradamus.
Rams and the Bills.
Okay, I mean, that's not a crazy pick. Yeah. A lot of people say that maybe this could be a Super Bowl preview.
Yeah, well, like I just said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, Megan Z, our old friend, says, go Bills. I mean, the Bills are probably the trendy, like the very much the favorite to come out of the AFC.
They were
win the Super Bowl.
They were the favorite when I was shopping at Wegmans today, too.
Well, yes. Wegmans is, you know, all like Bills. There's a Josh Allen cereal everywhere.
It was all Bills today.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know why.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they have all Bill stuff at Wegmans. Okay. Nick Fishman.
And delicious cookies.
Yes. What costume would Nicole wear if she was on a Masked Singer type show?
What would I wear?
Mm-hmm.
A dolphin.
A dolphin? Yes. Okay. That'd be cool. Okay. Michael Butler O'Rear Jr. wants to know, have you or would you guys ever watch Ink Master? It's back on Paramount Plus now, and I'm stoked. And Jessica Lease.
About maybe, tattoos?
Yeah, at one point was podcasting about it.
I don't know
if that's... Amazing Race is coming back around the corner, too.
Oh, that's good.
With Rex Ryan.
That's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Ink Master would really... I don't want to watch people get tattoos. Would you?
No, I don't want to watch people get tattoos.
I want to get a new tattoo.
What do you want a tattoo of?
Well, I have a few ideas. Mm-hmm. I want to get something that represents, you know, the boys and you.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to, I got a tattoo removed.
Mm-hmm.
It was a matching tattoo with my mom. Mm-hmm. And she got really upset that I got it removed.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to do something to recreate it, but not as crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what to do.
Okay. Should I get a tattoo?
The matching tattoo that me and my mom got? No.
That's not what I said.
If you do it, I'll do it.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. How about Kyle Murphy wants to know, I'm sure this has been answered on one of the other 250 episodes. I'm getting married next month. Any advice for calming the nerves beforehand or for newlyweds in general?
What are you nervous about? The wedding? Is that what he's nervous about? Things are going to go wrong, but who cares? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was pretty stressed before the wedding. I was cool as a cucumber that day.
Yeah.
Nothing was going to bother me.
Look, what could go wrong is really the question.
You know what? The worst thing that can happen is the bride or groom doesn't show up.
Well, I don't know if Kyle was even thinking about that.
But then, you know, it wasn't meant to be, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, what's to be worried about?
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing to worry about is, like, how are we going to pay for all this stuff? I mean, that's really...
No, you don't worry about that that day. That day...
No, you should worry about it. It's just a party. Don't spend so much money.
Don't listen to him. Just that
what are you
day...
You're telling people to spend more money than they have?
Hello? You're not even listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that day, nothing matters. You worry about the bills the next day. That day, it's love day. It's all about the love day.
Okay, but he's getting married next month, so he has a month to worry about things.
So, what are you going to do? Whatever. It's going to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
I said that's the only thing to worry about is how you're going to pay for it.
There are so many things that you can do to reduce the cost, like DIY. Mm-hmm. Do a lot of DIY.
Well, then that's the same thing. Worry about how expensive things are and just do it yourself.
No, don't worry. And figure out alternatives. Like, there's a solution to every problem.
Yeah, by not doing it is how you don't worry. You can't say just...
But you can't say to somebody, don't worry.
Yeah.
Because that just makes them worried and it takes away their feeling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, just figure something else out.
Okay.
And just enjoy the day.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy the day. Because when it comes down to it, you're going to remember... You're just going to remember the great things about that day.
Okay.
And the bills, you may remember it the next day, but whatever.
And the rest of your life.
You are such a negative Nancy.
I'm not being a negative Nancy.
My
I'm just
goodness.
Saying that don't spend
so
much money
on
weddings. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I hope that we answered your question and made you feel better and not worse and that you're going to cancel the wedding now.
Then don't cancel the wedding.
After talking to you, I would want to cancel the wedding.
Okay. Christy D'Annunzio. You know, our wedding was a very specific time in our relationship. Because
how specific?
Well, because it was really at a point when, you know, I think I was, you know, it was actually at the time that I was starting Rob as a podcast, but I was, you know, earning less money. I believe my annual income was $0 at the time that we were getting married.
Yeah, that is correct.
And Nicole was working like a maniac. So
I was working overtime to pay for this wedding.
Even though I have these feelings about let's not waste so much money on a wedding. I had no ground to say this because Nicole was making all the money and spending it on the wedding.
I didn't spend money we didn't have.
Right. But I would have said, you know, like, hey, like, let's slow down on this. Like, come on. What are we doing here?
Well, then it was a good time for me to get married.
Mm-hmm. So.
But you know. We didn't go overboard on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. We didn't at all.
Okay. All right.
But if it was now and with Pinterest, oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Like I would have went bonkers, but I think I would have made a lot of things. I would have done a lot of things myself.
Okay. This is a question from Crystal. Did he spit on him? Have you been following the Don't Worry, Darling controversy, Nicole?
I'm on Team Spit.
Team Spit. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Well, the latest episode of Mess Magnets, Kirsten and Sasha did a deep dive. We had to post it on YouTube to explain all the controversies.
Yes. What's your take?
I haven't watched the video yet. I still don't understand.
It's all over the internet.
I watched the video. I'm like, I don't know. Did he? I don't know.
Yeah. That movie is a train wreck. Mm-hmm. The drama is better than the movie.
Yeah. Is the movie out? Is anybody going to go see the movie?
And you know what? I'm not a big fan of Olivia Wilde. Mm-hmm. I'm team Jason Sudeikis. Mm-hmm. By far.
Yeah. I don't care about anybody in that movie.
You kind of get invested into the characters outside of the movie, not the characters in the movie.
Okay. All right. Colin says, I'm running in my first 5K in a couple of weeks. Does Nicole have any tips or advice for a first timer? No, she's a first timer.
I'm a first timer too. Just run.
Okay.
Just have fun. Just run. Like the time doesn't matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm slow. I'm embracing it. I'm just doing it because I feel like this is something that I need to do. This is something that I want to do. And I want to show the boys that, you know, you can do anything. And they don't know it's only 3 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But three miles for me, I get really bored.
Mm-hmm.
I get really, really bored.
That's why you should listen to a podcast. Like Christopher Lyons.
I think I would stop running.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or maybe that would work. I don't know. But I don't know. Something I need to do for myself right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Brian O'Connell says, has Nicole ever cooked a hot dog in the microwave?
No, but in the air fryer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I talked about that on a podcast, a hot dog in a microwave. You got to be careful.
Yeah. I'm scarred from hot dogs. Mom. My mom made the worst disgusting hot dogs when we were kids. They were so disgusting.
Would she boil them?
She would boil them, but they were nasty.
Mm-hmm.
They were so nasty.
They probably weren't like good hot dogs.
No, they were disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Like okay. I think about it and I want to vomit in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tommy Guamos, are you ready for some football? I'm so excited for, I feel like I've been waiting for, to have NFL Sundays for quite some time.
We have a screened in porch to watch football. Mm-hmm. Are you going to watch it out there? Or are you going to watch it in the living room?
See, the problem is, that there's a lot going on, you know, like, and I feel like that the Jets, I'm very concerned that I'm going to be disappointed with the games, you know, so I like to be like, sort of like multitasking and also watching the games so I don't feel like totally useless.
You have Jets trauma.
Oh, I have a lot of Jets trauma for sure. Okay. All right. Tommy Guam says, also a reminder that NYC Local is getting together on Saturday the 10th of September, Madison Square Park, Shake Shack, 4 p.m.
To celebrate my birthday.
Yes. Okay. So they're going to celebrate Nicole's birthday. So be on the lookout for that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Sam also sent me that the Philly RHAP patrons, RHAP Local, is, you know, really starting to come together to say they're having a premiere watch party for Survivor. Check with Dr. Amanda on the Facebook or in the Philly Discord page. Okay. For New York, reach out to Sam, Jordan, Kalish, or Katie for any questions about the September 10th event.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. Then Raleigh,
Barcade at 6 p.m. in New York also.
That sounds fun.
Megan wants to know, is Rob still in touch with Matthew von Ertfeld? A friend of mine just told me she encountered him in real life. No, I have not had any new encounters with Matthew von Ertfeld.
Mm-hmm. Where is he lurking these days?
I don't know. He's all over the place. He's still an adventurer. Okay. Speaking of adventures, George Wise wants to know, would Rob want to go on an adventure with Danny Bryson? And how would Nicole feel about Rob going on an adventure?
I'd be nervous that something would happen to you. You can't hang with him.
Yeah.
He's too wild for you.
Danny Bryson is too wild. The guy's never had a drink in his
wild
life.
Wild in the outdoor sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the great outdoors.
Yeah.
Wild animal.
All right. So, Nicole.
Robert.
Our friend,
a little nervous for whatever you're saying.
That she posted this week had like a viral tweet.
Ooh.
It's called attention to something that you and I had been, you know, on the beat about for some time.
So we could have gone viral?
We could have gone viral.
Okay.
I mean, that we ended up, we did a whole like episode of this podcast where we explored this phenomenon.
Oh.
So on September 7th, Shireen posted, I had to play Survivor with this man. She ends up quote tweeting or retweeting the Twitter account Bad Medical Takes, followed by 234,000 people. Bad Medical Takes highlighted a post from Rodney Lavoie Jr., in which he said,
this is about his pee.
He said, if you're burning and getting sick in the sun, it's time for lifestyle and cosmetic changes. The burning comes from the sun's reaction to toxicity. The sun will never burn your body if it's fueled by Shivambu plasma, parentheses, urine, coconut water, fruits, and herbs. Shivambu plasma is the only sunscreen we should be using.
So, pee, fruits, and herbs is what, and coconut water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your body, first of all, your body should be fueled by that. And then also, I think that.
So, do you douse your body or you drink it all?
I think you both drink the urine and then also use the urine as a sunscreen. But you and I talked about this. Do you remember when we went through Rodney's website?
Yes.
And how moronic it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And well, and he's also, you know, he's got a lot of other theories about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you and I cracked this case open a while ago.
I mean, I don't think it's hard to crack the case that he's a moron.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's an easy case to crack.
Yes. Okay. So yeah, and then so people were asking us about us to weigh in on this. Okay. So. Jake said, Jake Goldblum, if smearing urine on yourself prevented cancer and aging, would you do it? Well, that's a big, if is doing a lot of work in this sentence.
I mean, maybe for aging, maybe put it on a wrinkle here, like on my crow's feet, see if it works.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you'd probably smell too, no?
You would think so.
Pee is pretty acidic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rodney had like an Instagram post that says, the sun doesn't cause cancer. He says, the sun, if you love and honor Mother Earth as much as I do, share TF out of this post and help wake up humanity to the lies.
The sun gets off radiation.
Liked by Josh Martinez. Oh my God. Yeah. So there
you
go.
Wow. I mean, he should really be like, the head of science.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this did get flagged by Instagram as being partly false information reviewed by independent fact checkers. It doesn't say exactly which part is false.
I mean, like the whole part?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so interesting. Josh Martinez says Rodney's making a lot of sense.
Yeah, we should test this out.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should pee on yourself and go in the sun.
All right. All right. Let's take it easy. Okay.
Well, this is so stupid.
Mm-hmm. People, Rodney has classes where he teaches you how to drink your own pee.
Do people attend these classes?
Yes.
Who?
I don't want people to go.
Don't go there.
Yeah. He's got, like, we talked about this whole thing.
No,
like,
I
all
remember.
The testimonials, like, Rodney taught me to drink my own pee.
Yeah, but I could put testimonials from fake people on my website too.
I'm just telling you, we already talked about this.
So was he this stupid on Survivor?
I mean,
or
probably.
Did he get stupider?
I mean, did we have to play his Survivor sound clips?
But was he always this moronic? Like, this is like next level.
Yeah.
Winner, winner,
chicken. That was somebody else. Yeah.
I'm going to be the leader no matter what. I'm the Tom Brady here.
I mean, there you go.
Does Tom Brady put pee on himself?
I'm on my hustle pants right now.
You know what?
He might.
That's an interesting question. Let's explore some of Tom Brady's theories. No, Tom Brady says if you drink enough water, you don't need to wear sunscreen. So maybe they're two peas in a pod.
Well, at least he's gotten hit in the head a few times.
Mm-hmm.
He's got an excuse for being stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that is putrid.
Yeah.
Is Rodney smart?
No. Okay. All right. All right, Nicole.
Arrest this man.
Look, if you're going to start with the Survivor 30 cast, I don't think that he's the first call. All right, Nicole, what else?
What else? I don't know. It's the middle of the day. I got to go to a baseball game.
Yeah. Oh, I got a question from Stephanie Haber. Okay. Did Rob have a chance to go back and watch the Elizabeth and Andre 90-day story yet? I did recently. And man, it's a wild ride right from the jump. Curious to get your reaction. No, I haven't watched that yet. We were watching 90 Day Fiancé the other day.
I'm confused, though. So what season is this for them? Is this like their second or third time that they're on?
I think this is their third time on the show.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But they're my favorite.
Their third time,
mm-hmm.
but it's the same stuff.
No, it's always new. You're wrong.
Well, I mean, their family's crazy, but they're like those sisters. They're just doing it for TV at this point.
Yeah, they need their own show.
No, okay. They don't.
TLC.
They don't.
Hook them up. No. Okay. All right, Nicole.
Yes.
So, all right. We wish you from all of the RHAP nation.
Mm-hmm.
We wish you a very happy birthday. Okay.
It is going to be a happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun. I'm going to just celebrate being here with my family.
Okay. All right.
In my new state, my new house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm the luckiest girl in the world.
Oh.
I really am.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is such a nice attitude to hear.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you for joining us here for the Patreon 5 for 5. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate your support, listening to the Patreon podcast, that we consider it it's such a great honor. You want to spend your time here with us and listening to these podcasts. So thank you for checking this out. Take care, everybody. Enjoy the double eviction and
don't drink your pee.
Okay. Yeah, of course. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye, guys.